Action this morning on K1, brought to you by Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. And an opportunity for me to preview an upcoming concert for you with Orchestra Director Lauren Green from Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Charlie.
Nice
good
to have you in here.
Well,
on
thank
this,
you. Always good to be here.
First day after daylight savings time, or at least first work day anyway.
It was so dark this morning at about 6 o'clock. I was like, what is going on?
I understand.
I was much more tired. Well, you understand more than any of us. Of course, it's always dark.
It's always dark by the time I get in here, so it's comparative. I know, I guess, middle of summer, it is, you know, the hints of light. So
Right.
But anyway, the rest of the time it's dark when I come in here. But it's dark by the time people are going to get out of this weekend's concert, or this you got an upcoming concert this weekend,
It's
right?
actually 2 weeks.
Two weeks, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's a week from this coming Saturday. It's the 24th, right?
Sounds 24th. Right, yes.
Yes. So, yeah, we have our next concert coming up, and so we wanted to chat a little bit about it. It's unusual because it centers in on music from a country that's exciting, but you don't usually associate with orchestras and
classical music tends to revolve around Berlin or Vienna,
German,
Austria,
and French, and all those guys.
Occasionally Rome or Venice,
right?
It's
interesting. The music of Spain is small in quantity but high in quality and enjoyability, really, because some of the most famous pieces in the classical repertoire have Spanish themes. And probably tunes that some people can even hum, maybe, came from this Spanish music that it was either written by Spanish composers or more often than not written by non-Spanish.
Yeah.
As they say, the best Spanish music has been written by non-Spanish composers.
Well, the rhythms are somewhat different. And we're still using classical tonality, but mixing the notes up differently.
It's funny, yeah. And that influence of things like flamenco music and so forth just is so... It just hits you right in the gut, sort of, and really attracts people that when you translate that into orchestra music, it still doesn't lose any of its excitement.
No.
So anyway, that's what the concert is sort of themed around. It's got a lot of sub-themes, but basically we've called it Spanish Fire, and we're going to be doing a few pieces that... It's just really exciting from Spain, or about Spain.
Well, I could say as much of it as I look at it is about Spain, because I see you're opening up with a French composer that from at least brings to mind a great film. And
that's right. That's true. Yeah. It's music from, it was an opera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Called Les Cid.
Right.
About Spanish history, of course, and the battle against the Moors and so forth. And El Cid... was the great defender of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has been used in a lot of dramatic things. And so we'll be performing some music from a French opera about the Spanish subject, but it's very Spanish-sounding music from the 1800s. So it's romantic, but just lots of fun. By Massenet.
Yeah.
Not a household name of a composer, but...
No, it's fun. Again, when you get into the Romantic period, the size of the orchestra tends to grow.
It does,
and that often presents some problems for an orchestra, because it calls for sometimes a setup that you may not have all the native players. You might have to import somebody.
In some cases, yes. In the cases of most of the pieces that we're doing on this one, we're pretty good with what we've got.
Good.
And our orchestra varies between 60 and 70, depending on the demands. And there are pieces that, one piece that comes to mind that I really would have wanted to do, which is the Ravel Rhapsody Espagnol by another French composer, does call for a lot of players, triple and quadruple woodwinds and so forth.
Yeah,
so, it's just like,
I think a couple of contrabassoons and
It's pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, a lot of that was because he wanted all these sounds at his disposal. And so as you get more modern, a lot of the composers start using these big orchestras with unusual instruments because they wanted those unique sounds that it could provide. So it's funny because we start off with a French composer in this concert and end with a Russian composer, both of which are classic Spanish pieces.
Exactly. this one, the Massenet, the images that it evokes, I think, are wonderful.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're just classic Spanish images of castanets and flamencos.
It will keep the percussion department busy.
Yes, yes, all of these do, for sure, for sure. We do have one major Spanish piece on the program, and this is a piece that people will not necessarily say, oh, yes, I know that piece by the title.
No.
But when they hear the second movement, they'll go, I know that piece.
I walked around humming that one day.
That is the Concierto de Aranjuez by a Spanish composer named Rodrigo. And this piece, which was written, now probably 60, 80 years ago. I'm not even
that
sure.
That would be a
I
good guess.
So. Probably
yeah.
in the 40s.
Yeah.
Is a guitar concerto. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, guitar is so much associated with Spanish music. And so much of the literature written for guitar has come out of Spain, especially in the mid 20th century when you had a performer named Andres Segovia.
Yes.
And Segovia really brought guitar to the forefront.
I think every catalog that I received from Record Club of America had at least one of a Segovia record.
Well, he was so popular, yeah. and he single-handedly, this sort of unassuming Spanish man who sat very quietly and played Spanish music and other music on the guitar, sort of in parallel to what was happening in jazz and rock at the time, just skyrocketed the popularity of classical guitar. Mm-hmm. And this piece was an outgrowth of it. And so it's in the Concierto de Aranjuez. The title is not so much as important as that middle movement, which became very popular in the late 50s, maybe first with Miles Davis of all.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because Miles Davis, a great jazz trumpeter, put out an album called Sketches of Spain, mm-hmm. which is still regarded as a classic album of jazz. And in that, he did an extended version of this slow movement, the middle movement of the concierto. Not for guitar. Now he turned it into trumpet mm-hmm. and jazz band.
And it translated very well.
But it translated so well. And it's a very moody sort of piece with a beautiful melody. And from then on, that piece just went up in popularity. And once it started getting used in commercials, mm-hmm. you know, genuine Corinthian leather yeah. and other
that's
things.
That's the one that I think
yes.
everybody
yes.
remembers. Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah.
What have they done to my Cordoba?
But so when people hear that, they'll say, oh, I know that piece and I love that piece. It is just a stunning, beautiful melody that was originally written for guitar and orchestra. And mm-hmm. so we'll hear it in its original form, featuring a young soloist named Jennifer Kim.
Okay.
And it's interesting because over the decades, this Bartlesville Symphony has presented some soloists who are already world famous.
Yes.
You know, Misha Dichter and Eugenia Stoneman and so forth, who already had world famous careers. But we've also presented a number of soloists who were right at the beginning of their career. And we're real proud of being able to find some of these young performers who are just on the verge of being discovered. And there's a number of them that we could go back and cite who, when they came to Bartlesville, they weren't known, but now they have international careers. Well, I think Jennifer Kim may be one of these. She is very young. I'm not even sure she's 20 yet, but is just a fabulous guitarist, hailing from Southern California mm-hmm. and now studying with Manuel Barrueco at Peabody on the East Coast. Barrueco's been here in Bartlesville before and many years ago. One of the foremost classical guitarists. So anyway, Jennifer is going to be coming and playing the concierto with us, and that'll be a real fun Spanish time.
It will be, and I think the feast has been used at least quotes of it from several films too. So it's been used
I'm
a
not
lot.
Surprising.
Yeah.
It just evokes this mood that is unmistakable, and again, once a piece sort of gets into the public ear. Mm-hmm. Then a lot of times it has a life of its own
yeah.
and just keeps getting reused because people have that association of a particular mood or feeling or response to a piece of music. And this is one of those. So anyway,
yeah.
that'll be the bulk of that first half of the concert is yeah. the concierto.
Okay. Well, since we're going to take an intermission break, so to speak, musically,
good.
I'll go ahead and do it commercially. And
excellent.
We'll continue in
good
just
time.
A moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we are continuing with Lauren Green this morning, talking about the upcoming Bartlesville Symphony Concert, March 25th, a week from Saturday, 7:30 at the Bartlesville Community Center. Tickets are still available, no doubt. Looking at the second half of the concert, again, not a Spanish composer in the lot.
Well,
really?
Second half? Actually, it does have one Spanish
I'm sorry,
composer.
You're right.
Yeah, it opens.
It opens with the
4 minutes of really genuine Spanish music by Manuel de Falla and a Spanish dance, nonetheless. So that's the way to open it up. But one other aspect of this concert in March now is that it features the winners of the Young Artist Competition that we have every January, and so this year we have turned it two divisions: one vocal, one instrumental. So we have a vocalist and an instrumentalist. So Katie McCullum will be singing a song from The Tenderland by Aaron Copland. Beautiful, lovely, sensitive piece. And then the Ravel Piano Concerto, third movement, will be played by Peihan Liu. And both of these kids won the competition, and so it's very exciting. The Ravel is like 4 minutes of madness.
I was going to say, for lack of a better term, the sparkle in it is just
tremendous. I think sparkle is an understatement. I mean, it's just craziness in the orchestra. I mean, screaming clarinets and glissandos in the trombones, and the piano is playing as fast as humanly possible through it all. And, like, I don't know what drugs Ravel was on when he wrote that, but I think it was speed and not anything else. But it's almost physically impossible to play some of the things he wrote for the orchestra. And I'm sure it's the case for the piano, too. But it's a fun piece. So those two will sort of be an interlude, as it were, in the second half. And then we come back and end in Spain again.
I'm trying to remember, it's only been the last, 3 or 4 years that you've had the young artists in a major concert. I mean, prior to that,
it
was more of a special concert.
You're right. And there's pros and cons either way. But the exciting thing about this is that the young artists are featured on one of our regular subscription concerts for a regular audience on a Saturday evening. And so they really get that exposure to a real concert environment and not just a Sunday afternoon concert, which was nice that they were the stars in that one. Here they sort of share with our regular soloist, Jennifer Kim. Yet they sort of share the spotlight as well. So it works both ways, but we're real excited to do that again this March.
Yeah. The last one, when we sat down, for me it was the B-side of the album that I got the Capriccio Italian on, and I think it was also featured on some albums on the B-side of an 1812. So either
because the Capriccio Espanol, even though it has sort of an Italian name, and, well, maybe it's Spanish name. It could go either way. Yeah. But anyway, it was written by a Russian, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Capriccio Italian was written by a Russian, Tchaikovsky. And in both cases, they are pieces where these guys who lived up in the cold loved to write music about down where it was warm and did a very good job of it, I might add. And this Capriccio Espanol by Korsakov, Rimsky-Korsakov wrote the book, literally, on orchestration. And he was the one who really taught composers for the next century how to write for an orchestra. And so he put every trick in the book into this piece. And orchestra players love it because it works. It's not like a composer said, oh, I know this gimmick and I'll write this in. I'll put a harmonic there. I'll put a glissando there. I'll put this sort of bowing there because it's cool. But it doesn't work. It's awkward. In this case, it works, and players love it, and it's fun to play. Not easy, but it is like just builds to an exciting peak that you think can't get any more exciting. So it'll be a great way to conclude this Spanish Fire concert.
Yeah, it sure will. I think it's going to be a fun evening for the audience. Yeah. And I no doubt some work for the players. You've already talked a little bit about that. But a fun, even enjoyable evening for the...
It is. It's not heavy-duty music. It's loud. It's brusque. Some of it's beautiful and serene. But it's all just immediately accessible and enjoyable and fun.
Yeah, I assume just because typically your young artist winners are either still high school students or recent graduates.
They have to be in high school. So it's our competition is for 10th through 12th grade, and both of these winners this year are from Bartlesville, mm-hmm. and Katie McCollum and Pehan Liu are both very advanced. I don't believe they are seniors. Well, maybe Katie is. I can't remember now. But in any case, they have good futures ahead of them.
Okay. Well, sounds like an excellent evening. And again, tickets are available through the Bartlesville.
Yes.
Website, actually.
Yes. Well, it'll direct them to the Bartlesville Community Center website.
Right.
So they can go to the BCC website or the box office and get tickets for this.
And we have a little bit of time left. Care to pull out a little crystal ball and give us some hints of maybe?
Well, first let me just mention the immediate future, and
okay.
I'll go really fast. You'll be hearing more about it in a week, right here in this very show, about our gala coming up on April 2nd.
Yes.
And so that's our annual fundraiser out at Hillcrest. You'll hear from the people in charge of that. Next week, but it happens on the 2nd. And then...
That's, I believe, a Tuesday night, I think.
No, it should be a Saturday.
So Saturday.
Oh, April 2nd. No, it's April 1st.
Okay.
April 1st. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, that would be a Saturday.
A Saturday. And then our final concert of the season is the Rat Pack. Mm-hmm. Three great soloists emulating those great singers, Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and the other guy.
Yeah, I
always go to Peter Lawford or Joey Bishop, and I know it's not them. Anyway, Dean Martin. So it's going to be a really fun show with like a big band plus strings, and so it's great. So that's in May.
Okay.
Next season is our 40th. We're celebrating next season the Bartlesville Symphony's 60th anniversary,
right.
As well as, believe it or not, my 40th on the podium.
Yeah, but you were only 18 when you started.
Yes. So anyway, the season's going to be spectacular. And Charlie, I know it's just you and me talking here, but I thought I'd share with you.
Sure.
It's a secret, so don't tell anybody, okay?
I would never.
No, and journalists never tell their sources and so forth. So anyway, we're going to have Jimmy Webb with us. Jimmy Webb,
yes.
Who doesn't... He's not the local foot doctor, let me just say, but but Jimmy Webb wrote some of the most famous songs that ever occurred. Up and Away, MacArthur Park, Wichita Lineman,
He was here 8 or 10 years ago for OK Mozart, so yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
I think he's... Oh, okay. It seemed like he said he had never been to... Maybe he just forgot that he
yeah.
was in Bartlesville. Anyway, so he's going to be with the Bartlesville Symphony to open that season. And then closing that season will be the great Annie Moses Band doing a wonderful concert called American Rhapsody,
mm-hmm.
that just highlights American music of all sorts. This is a family band who's been around for many years. They're Juilliard trained, but they can play just about any genre of music you can imagine, from bluegrass to rock and everything in between. So those are the bookends. And then we'll be having a concert that celebrates the Bartlesville Symphony's anniversary, sort of a gala concert, bring back a few soloists. We'll have something that is so innovative, Charlie, that I've never done it before. This is a concert that has an overture and a concerto and a symphony.
Great.
And it's by Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, the three Bs.
Okay.
So it's like the ultimate classical concert.
If you could work the Beatles in, you'd have all the
oh,
hits.
Yes. Well, what can I say? So it's going to be a really fun season. And so look for the big announcements on this. But we're looking forward to it.
Well, that sounds marvelous. And it's nice, I think, just to be able to celebrate our hometown musicians.
That's right.
I mean, many of them are Bartlesville or Bartlesville area residents. A few drive in, but they're still part of our symphony.
And so many even that come from Tulsa, many of them have been with us for like 20 years or
yeah.
more. And this is just their orchestra. And And we hope the community feels that it's their orchestra as well, because it is.
It is our orchestra, and we feel like we know every one of them, whether we've actually talked to any of them or
that's
not.
Right.
We've seen their face there in a second row, just a little bit over there or whatever.
It's interesting because I can think back to my going to youth concerts as a kid where I either saw the Pasadena Symphony or the LA Philharmonic doing, you know, one concert a year for the youth, and I can still remember faces.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, and see them every year. There's that person. I never knew their names, but I remember those people that sort of became my friends, familiar faces on stage. And so we hope that people regard the orchestra as their friend, too.
Well, and I think of all the friends that the orchestra has made just this last 12 months as far as the students that you brought in, fifth graders from
yes.
all over.
That's right.
And just, you know, getting young people acquainted with live music.
Oh, this is a great program we have. And, of course, you'll hear more about it as it gets closer again. But every August or September, depending on the schedule, we have fifth graders from the whole region, as many as about 1,500 fifth graders, descend on the community center for a concert by the symphony. It's so much fun, and they are so appreciative.
Well, again, we'll be talking soon about the gala, but again, people can get their tickets for that event now?
By calling the symphony office, 336-7717, for the gala, or just go to the community center for tickets to the concert, and we'll give them some great music.
It'll be Spanish Fire a week from Saturday.
Great. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you so much. Lauren Green with us this morning on 1400 K1. News next from the ONN.